Hello, everyone. How y'all doing? All right.
Talk about the Rams defense. How good is this defense?
Very good. Extremely good. Since I can remember playing those guys, every time I played them, they have had a pretty solid defense. They do a lot of stuff. They throw a lot of different pressures at you. So, to be honest with you, I'm excited for the challenge.
One player thought that maybe they're better than Denver's defense. I mean, you've seen them on film. Is that a possibility? Or?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. They're right there, you know, neck to neck with the Denver defense. I'll second that.
Peter, I remember after the 2012 game, you kind of talked about how fired up you were to play them because of how much talking they did. I mean, is that still a team that gets you revved up to play them just because of how good that defense is and you know you're going to hear some things on the field?
Yeah, it does. You know, for any competitor, you know, especially for me as a running back and, you know, knowing how good their defense is against the run and as a group and how they play, you know, they play aggressive, they play physical, they fly to the ball. I look at that as a challenge. Our offensive line look at that as a challenge as well. So, you know, that makes you, you know, kind of itchy to get out there and play those guys. I'm glad we got them at home, you know, which is a good thing. But we have a difficult task in front of us, and, you know, we're doing what we have to do this week to prepare and make sure that we're on the same page and we go out and take care of business.
You seen any tape on Todd Gurley, and does he remind you of anybody?
Well, I've been too busy watching the defense, you know, but I have seen him, some tape on him, and he reminds me, you know, a lot of myself. You know, he's a strong guy. He runs fast, physical, great feet. He has great vision, nice balance, and this is determination that he runs with. You don't see a lot of running backs that run that way. So he's a young, great talent in my eyes.
As a competitor, do you want to kind of go out there and prove as the lion that the young Cubs not quite there yet? I mean, do you worry about who the other running back is?
You really can't, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, they're going against our defense. I'm going against their defense, you know. And he has a job to do. I have a job to do. Of course, I want to go out there and help my team win. And I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. And that's just, you know, being a competitor. I'm sure, you know, our receivers, when we play Calvin Johnson or big-name receivers, they want to go out and make more plays to help our team win than Calvin Johnson, you know.
You were kind of an instant star like he has been. What do you remember kind of those first few games you played as a rookie? Because kind of the attention waterfall that kind of came in with that.
It was definitely a lot of attention, but I just remember having fun. You know, I remember going out there and, you know, realizing early that, hey, you know, I can do this and I can do it well at this level. And it was just all about enjoying it, you know, just going out there and playing the game you love. And it seems like that's what he's doing.
Eugene, you said before the Chicago game that you were noticing that you weren't moving your feet as well. You seemed to kind of clear that up versus Chicago. Was it something that you were thinking of, or, you know, you said it wasn't a big issue, but you knew that for yourself, that you wanted to change that?
Yeah. You know, coming back and watching this film, it's like, wow, like, that's how, you know, you used to, that's how you run the ball. You used to run the ball. Let me just keep it straight up 100. And, you know, the only thing it was with me taking away my power, you know, and you take away your power by stopping your feet and, you know, trying to do too many moves, you know, and I was able to notice that and fix it and be able to see just how I was able to finish through runs, you know, how I appeared more physical because of it. And it was such a small thing, you know, that changed the way your game is viewed, not only by myself, but, you know, the people that are watching, you know. So coming this week and watching myself as well and building off of last week and seeing the little things that I can do better to improve this for this Sunday.
I know you mentioned that you feel that you can at least play until you're 40. What kind of feedback have you gotten when you say that? Because, you know, a lot of people, they see Torrey Hunter, who's just retiring now. Yeah. Football's different to say that you can do this till then.
Yeah, you know. Well, I play till I'm 40. I don't know, probably not. You know, 37, 38, you know. Like I said, it all depends on, I feel like, my love, you know. If I still have that same love for the game and, you know, God willing, my body is healthy, you know. But, you know, I look at guys like T. Newman, you know. That's, you know, that's inspiration right there. You know, look at guys like Woodson, you know, that's inspiration for these guys to be, you know, still playing at a high level, you know, at an older age. And those are the guys I look at that makes me sit back and say, why not me, you know? And that's just like bonus on top of me just really feeling like, you know, God has blessed me with the ability to be able to play that long as well.
I feel you're inspiring a lot of the younger guys. I know Gurley said he thinks you're absolutely one of the best, and who wouldn't fashion their game after him? But to see someone come back, he said the ACL, but to be an inspiration, too, for guys that are up and coming, too.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I really feel like that's what it's all about, you know, being an inspiration to the younger generation, you know, to give these guys someone to look up to and to be better than, you know, because I want guys to look at me and say, you know what, I want to be better than Adrian Peterson. And, you know, so to be able to have this platform and, you know, to be able to just go through different things in life and, you know, not only just, you know, upcoming running backs, but just players in general, people in general, you know, to be able to see, you know, how did he overcome, you know, this situation, how did he overcome that situation, you know, how do he still walk around with a smile on his face and, you know, and still go out there and play at a high level, you know, and when they read and they do research and look up the interviews and, you know, read the stories and stuff and see what the foundation, you know, what the foundation was. And that was just, you know, always praying and keeping faith and keeping God first. You know, I feel like that's more important to win a championship. That's more important than anything else. So when the young guys say things like that, like Gurley, you know, it was like, you know, I inspired him coming back from an ACL injury, you know. So for me, it's like there was a lot of things that I was able to say about my spiritual world, my spiritual life, and I'm not perfect, of course, that helped him get on track and get his mind right to know that, hey, I can do it too. Let me just apply the same things. And that's the best feeling in the world.
Adrian, their defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, where does he rank among, aggressive defensive coordinator,
sending
like
stuff like that. Okay. So aggressive. Let me keep that to myself. He's very aggressive, you know. Just I don't know where he ranks, but out of the defenses we have faced so thus far, he's I would say he's definitely the most aggressive guy we've seen this year, you know. So you know, hopefully they don't come back to bite him.
Adrian, when you talk about keeping your feet moving, do you think that was maybe the biggest factor in the fact that there was only four carries against the Bears where you had two or fewer yards? Do you think that's why there's more of those or fewer of those negative runs or runs for no gain?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Keeping my feet moving, keeping my power, you know, in front of me and under me and, you know, just keep my momentum going backwards. You know, it's kind of hard to just try to do that when you're stopping your feet and you got guys running at your full speed. So that helped. Eliminate that.
Guys, let's do one last question.
Say it again.
Having played seven games now with Teddy Bridgewater, what are your impressions of him?
Just each week he's getting better. You know, he keeps improving, and he's going out there and he's getting it done. You know, he's been a great leader, and he's doing his job.
You notice he gets more calmer, I guess, as the game goes on. He seems to always. Make bigger plays in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, I've said this several times. One of the things I love about him the most is that, you know, he's always poised and under control and you know, he's carrying himself well, you know, so he's been good for us so far.
All right, thanks, guys.